And welcome back to Livingston Parish News Weekly Show, a podcast brought to you by the Livingston Parish News. My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news, and we're joined by an old face that is now new. We have the pleasure of having him back in the booth. I'm going to let him take a second to introduce himself.
Yeah, as we were getting ready to do this, I almost said news writer with the Livingston Parish News because that's what I said over however many episodes we did the last 6 years. But I'm David Gray, formerly the news writer with the Livingston Parish News. I'm now the public information officer for the Livingston Parish Library. So I'm still working in this parish, but just as an aside, I do miss my job as a reporter. That was something I loved doing the previous 6 years. But things change, as they say. So we're all in new spaces now. But like I said, there's no hard feelings here between us. So we're just here to talk about. Well, I'll let you. This is your show, not mine anymore. So there we go.
Well, no, not exactly. As I told several people as we were doing the Coffee with Candidates series with Cavalier House Books, this is about you, not me. I'm just here to give you a platform. Ask some questions to keep the conversation going if I need to, but I know that there is a laundry list of things going on because you're here to talk about Book Fest, which is this Friday, October 21st, Saturday.
Yep, there we go.
October 21st. Woof, gosh, it has already been a long week, but it is this Saturday, October 21st, and I'm going to let you give us the idea of, you know, where is it, what times, and then let's start off with, I know there's a packed day with all sorts of stuff going on.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's talk about the weather. The weather, we have checked it religiously over the last few days, and it looks sunny this weekend. Sunny with 56 in the morning, 80s in the afternoon. So yes, it will be a perfect day Saturday. So let's get that out of the way. It is an outdoor event. This is our Livingston Parish Book Festival. It'll be held at the main branch in Livingston. That's off of Iowa Street, right off of Highway 63. It will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And like you said, this is an all-day event. It's free to attend. It's open to everybody. Anybody and everybody who wants to come is able to attend this. We have a packed lineup. Our headliner is Eric Litwin. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is the original author of the Pete the Cat series, and I don't have any young children. I was unfamiliar with Pete the Cat, and then I got a quick lesson on how popular this man is. Pete the Cat is, it's a popular children's book character. My wife was formerly a teacher, and she used to tell me all of her students used to always talk about Pete the Cat. So he is a popular character, and Eric Litwin's books are popular. He sold more than 13 million copies. So, I mean, this is not just anybody we have headlining. This is a big star in the literature world. He's also a musician, so he does sort of that combination of reading, story time with music. So if you have young kids, this is a perfect thing to come see Eric Litwin. And then we also have two other featured authors, Ellen Byron. She's a mystery writer she actually graduated from Tulane, and all of her mystery novels are set in New Orleans. And she's won a bunch of Agatha Christie awards for writing. And then Sarah Guillory is our other. She's our YA author, and actually her book Nowhere Better Than Here was chosen. It was one of two books that were chosen to represent Louisiana in the National Book Festival in D.C. So, we have some big wigs coming to headline this event, and that doesn't include, we have like I think close to 40 authors on Authors Row. These are a bunch of local authors, people who will be under our tents outside the main branch. They'll be selling their books. So, I mean, we have a variety, you know, for everybody. And then music. We have some music this year. Ashton Gill. I've written stories on Ashton Gill in the past and taken photos of her. She was a formerly American Idol contestant. She actually, she's gotten into the acting world as well. She was in a independent film, The Author, a couple years ago with another Denham area kid. She'll be singing, her and her band, from 11:30 to 1, I believe. And then we have a petting zoo from Holden, Be Happy Farm and Mobile Petting Zoo. They'll be there all day, so that'll be a fun opportunity for people to take photos and that sort of thing. And then the other big thing we have, the town of Livingston. If y'all, I don't know if you follow the town of Livingston Police Department, but they are probably one of the most engaging Facebook followers that I have. They really do a great job of promoting and branding their community police department. Well, every October they do this big push for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they have a pink police unit that they drive around town. I believe it was at the fair mm-hmm. this year, where breast cancer survivors can come sign it, take pictures, and then they also raise money for cancer services of Baton Rouge. Well, they're going to be at our book festival this year, so they're going to be parked in the front parking lot for people to, you know, like I said, you sign it if you're a breast cancer survivor, you take pictures, and you know, also if you feel, you know, inclined to, you can donate to, and all the money from that goes to breast cancer services. And then we also have LifeShare Blood Center. They'll be doing a blood drive, so another way, if you feel inclined to give back in some way, you can also do that. So that doesn't include, you know, inside the library we'll have, you know, our tabletop gaming, you know, have all the regular programs and stuff that are at a library, arts and crafts, face painting, temporary tattoos, we'll have an iSpy room in our digital media lab, you know, just anything that the library has to offer. This is our big thing every year. So like I said, it's for, oh, and this year we have food trucks. So we are hoping that is a big draw, and that'll be something that we keep doing in the future, just to make an extra, you know, service available. Now, I mean, those obviously you'll have to pay for, but we will have other types of concessions food that would be, on the library, such as cotton candy. That's, if you have young kids, their hands are going to get sticky, so just get ready for that. We have cotton candy and popcorn. Those type of snack foods will be free, but you know, if you go to the food trucks, you'll obviously have to pay, but we will be making that available to people to have. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell, though. So I don't know, bouncy houses too. Like I said, this is just a community event that anyone can attend. You don't have to register in advance. You just show up and have fun. It's a family thing. So, I mean, the whole family could come out, and we're hoping to have our biggest year ever this year.
Well, we've still got plenty of time, so we can talk about some of those things individually. Want to remind folks that it is on Saturday. It's yes. on Saturday. Saturday, October 21st. You did mention YA earlier. That is young adult, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to be sure we had that correct. So let's dive into those things individually. First and foremost, you talked about several very storied authors. Same thing happened when my wife, Melanie, who is now the lifestyle editor, found out the Pete the Cat author was going to be there. She was like, oh, my God, it's the Pete the Cat author. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, several big time authors are going to be there. What kind of interaction can people expect with those folks?
I mean, there will be each one of those three headlining authors that we talked about. So Eric Litwin, Ellen Byron, Sarah Guillory. They will have, and the, you know, if you follow us on social media, you'll get the schedule on our mostly Facebook, because that's where everybody is in this parish, but I mean, we'll have it on Instagram and Twitter. We'll have a schedule of when they are all performing. So I'd be lying to you if I said I knew the schedule off the top of my head. I know that Eric Litwin is going from 1 to 2 that day, and so these talks will be we're at our main branch in Livingston. These talks will be in the meeting room at the main branch. So when you walk into the library, it's that first room on your left. That's where these author talks will be. And they will be, Eric Litwin, he'll kind of, some of them will be Q&As, you know, one of our branch managers is very good at, you know, at asking these authors questions, you know, just about their writing processes and that sort of thing. Eric Litwin will be kind of his own thing, because like you said, he's an entertainer, like that's what he does. So he'll be doing music, reading, that sort of stuff, and then they will all be signing copies of their books afterwards, after they give their talk. So each author talk is around an hour-ish, but yeah, I mean, it's gonna be like if you would go to any sort of author talk at you know, you mentioned Cavalier House Books. They're actually our vendor, one of our two vendors for book festivals. So, like I said, they'll be answering questions, going over their writing processes, and then signing books, selling books, that sort of thing. And like I said, Eric Litwin, that'll be its own beast, because we're planning for that to be that room to be quite packed whenever he's doing his thing. But that's what we want. We want as many people there as humanly possible for this event.
Sure. like you said, 13 million copies. That's a lot of books. So obviously has a large reach, large audience. Going to be interesting to see what he has to say. So the next thing you mentioned was Authors Row. These are local authors that people are going to be able to visit with. What can they expect from that kind of event?
Like, yeah, I mean, the same thing that you would expect in the author discussion from our headliners, but on a more intimate sort of way, because you're actually they'll be seated at tables under tents outside of our main branch. So as you're walking to, now let me say this, the parking for this will be at Doyle High School, which is right around the corner from our main branch. We'll be at Doyle High School in the town of Livingston Town Hall, because they kind of share that parking lot anyway. So they, and we will be shuttling people back and forth. You know, the whole day we'll have, you know, the shuttle going back and forth, because our front parking lot is where, you know, we will have vendors set up, like the town of Livingston Police Department. Their police unit is going to be there. The LifeShare mobile blood bank is going to be parked there. So we're not going to have any parking in the front parking lot, and the back parking lot will be reserved for staff. But other than that, like I said, it's a short little corner. Honestly, it's probably, if you went to the fair last week, it's a closer walk than that was. So that area of town, if you're not familiar, it's a neighborhood essentially. So, you know, you're not having to worry about cars speeding by you or anything. It's just consider a nice little stroll from Doyle High to the library, if you don't feel like waiting for the shuttle. But the authors and authors row, and we also have a community row, which they'll kind of be next to each other, and that's local organizations like one, for example, Lives in Paris SAD, if you know, Students Against Destructive Decisions. So in these sort of area, in this part of the festival, you can, you know, interact with these authors. You can buy books from them. You can ask them questions. So like I said, it's a more intimate sort of, more personal sort of way of communicating with them than you would in the, you know, author talks. The author talks can be a little bit more structured, you know, having someone kind of guiding the conversation. The audience will be able to ask questions as well. But, you know, if you want to be able to talk one-on-one, Authors Row, and two of our authors, Ellen Byron and Sarah Gillery, will also be on Authors Row the whole day. So if, you know, if there's something that you didn't get to ask in the author's discussion, well, they'll be selling books under the tents at their table. So you'll be able to ask them any question you want there, and I'm sure they'd love to answer any question that you got. But so yeah, that's kind of how that is. That's going to be this year.
Okay. And I was going to ask you towards the end, I might ask you to repeat what you talked about with regard to parking. You know, Please remember that on this Saturday, October 21st, I'm going to make sure that I beat that into people's heads. You will be parking at Doyle High School / Livingston City Hall, which do sort of share a parking lot.
Yeah, they're the same.
There's a small divider, but they're basically the same parking lot. So before, I want to stay outside for a second, because before we go to inside, you talked about a few things that might be going on. Food trucks. That's a new thing for y'all. Any idea who some of those food trucks are going to be?
Yeah, I'm pulling them up now. So we got... Elisa's Cuban Coffee and Kitchen, then Booze Best, and then Herd Stirs. So, I guess they're on our Facebook page. We have links to what they offer and that sort of thing. A place like Booze Barbecue that can kind of, you can already figure out what they what they have. But we got a great response whenever we put that out there, because this is the first year we're doing this. So we're hoping that this will springboard and to be able to offer more of that. I know that there's another event going on that day in Denham, so that might have been where some of the food trucks are going. But like I said, we have this, we have these food trucks, and like I said, we also have the other concession type food, that sort of thing. One of our community row vendors is Texas Roadhouse. So I'm not going to say you're going to get rolls, but, you know, I would imagine that you might get some.
You're probably going to get rolls.
You might get some rolls. So there you go. I remember at, I forget what parade it was, one of the Denham parades, that there was the first time they were participating in the parade, and they were throwing their rolls wrapped in plastic. That was the best. That was the only thing I caught all day, because I love their rolls. So.
You might have been hungry.
Yes. So like I said, I'm not going to say that they're doing that, but, you know, Texas Roadhouse is coming.
Right. And probably going to have rolls. So moving inside, we already talked about one inside event, which is when you go right inside the library, you look to the left, you know, this is on Saturday, October 21st. There's a big meeting room there. That's where y'all have your board meetings, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a large meeting room.
It's a glass room. So when you walk in the building, it's to your left.
It's hard to miss. So that's where these author talks are going to be. Throughout the rest of the library, you know, you talked about like tabletop gaming. That's kind of interesting. What else can people expect as they mosey around? Next to the Denham Walker Library, probably the second largest branch.
Well, the Denham Walker Library is the largest branch, but it doesn't have, for an event like this, you need a lot of yard space.
Sure.
And that's where the main branch is, the ideal setup.
I think I was more alluding to this. There's just a lot of stuff that can go on.
Yes, because I've always argued with them. I guess I shouldn't talk about infighting, because we have our Comic-Con event at the Denham branch, because that's like, you know, that's the biggest like space, like actual library branch space is the Denham Walker branch. And you know, I've argued that in my mind, Comic-Con is just as big as Book Festival, because if you've gone to that thing is crazy too.
Sure.
Especially because it's something where people are, the point of it is to dress up, so everything's just like more popping that way. But no, Book Festival, what was your question? I can't remember now. So
so we were talking about
inside.
Yeah, there's a lot of space inside. You mentioned tabletop gaming. You maybe a couple of games of people, but what else can they expect?
So we'll have free books. I don't know if you've ever been to Book Festival. You'll see, like, we have a, you know, there's a sections of books that people while they last, you know, free books for people to take. So that's one thing. And then, like I said, we have an I Spy room, which is, I believe they did that first last year. I can't remember, but yeah, we have in our digital media lab, it will be an I Spy room. So I mean, if you love the game I Spy, this is your chance to do it outside of a book, but like actually in your surroundings. So we have that, and then like I said, the one popular thing that any sort of family friendly event is face painting. That's just that. Kids love it. So we have the party artist. It's a local business, and they'll be there doing the face painting. And then we also have a temporary tattoo station that, you know, people can get temporary tattoos. That's another one of those things that when you have them at these family friendly events that are just the kids go crazy for them. So we have that as well. Then the tabletop gaming, if you're into those sort of, I'm not into those games, so I couldn't tell you. Like I couldn't name more than Monopoly, Clue, the basic games. I couldn't tell you. But one thing I will say in that regard, that this is going to kind of be our soft launch, if you will. And starting in November, we're going to, as part of the things that people could check out, they will be able to check out board games. That's something new that the library is doing. We have a collection of board games that we've been cataloging. And so starting in November, it's going to be in our November newsletter, all that. So you'll have all the information there. And when we actually start that, you'll know how the process is. But people could check out board games. So this is going to be kind of a sample of like what kinds of board games that people will be able to play. So there will be a whole section of the library that is zoned off just for those people who are tabletop gaming. And I've, like, when I was covering Book Festival, that was always a section that stayed packed. I mean, you had people sitting at those tables for hours playing games. So like I said, it's not my cup of tea, but that's the point of the library, is to like find something for everybody. So if you were into tabletop gaming, you know, this is a place where you can play your heart's desire. So you have your regular things. Like we have the, you know, our kids section. When you first walk into like the, what you would consider the actual library, like when you walk to the branch and go to the right, the actual part where the books and that sort of stuff are, there's a kids section that has, you know, tablets that, that, you know, would be, you know, kids will be able to get on and play, you know, games, that sort of thing. So, I mean, the normal services of the library will still be going on. But one other thing I should say, all other branches will be closed that day, because this takes all 100 employees of the Livingston Parish Library to pull this thing off. So every other branch, it's the one day a year that all other branches are closed except for the main branch. So, you know, we will, we've been getting that out, but we're going to, you know, make sure people are clear on that, that, you know, they will be closed. The only branch that will be open will be the main branch on Saturday, October 21st.
Oh, we're, yeah.
Yeah,
I Saturday, October 21st, Saturday. And yeah, want to remind people of that. I'm going to say it again. Every other branch will be closed but the main branch, because y'all have to have all hands on deck.
Yes.
So please remember that, folks, as you're moving forward. Saturday, October 21st, that's this Saturday, is going to be the book festival. Anything else you'd like to say about that?
I think that's it for the book festival. Like I said, this is something that, this is what the library does. Like these sort of events, even when I was, you know, when I was covering these events, I was always impressed with the library, because I could, one, especially now seeing it on this side of, on the side of the library, I didn't realize how much planning goes into this. I thought it was as simple as, you know, let's just, you know, call these people, see if they'll come, and then throw them out there. But, you know, we have constant meetings, you know, about all these events. And then after those meetings, everybody goes on top of their regular duties or doing their part of the book festival work. Like it's structured down to a T. The head of community engagement, Kyla Robertson, is the mastermind behind book festival and all the events that the library does. And she is one of the most structured people I've met. Like she has everything down to the minute of where what's going to be going on, where people can park, everything like that. So yeah, like I said, this is what the library does. We want to bring people together. This is open to everybody. So if you want to come, please come. We'll, you know, just come see what the library has to offer. You know, if you're there, sign up for a card. We have, you know, 122,000 card holders in Livingston Parish out of, you know, 140,000-ish residents. So, I mean, you know, this community has always cared about its library, and we want to continue that. So
before we move into the other thing you wanted to talk about briefly, give a quick wrap up. What's the address, yes, of the main time that they can be there on Saturday, October 21st, and where they can park?
All right. So the 8th, I'll just read this verbatim. The 8th annual book festival will be held Saturday, October 21st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the main branch in Livingston, located at 2390 Iowa Street, 20390 Iowa Street in Livingston. Like I said, this is right off Highway 63. If you're going toward Highway 190, it's, you know, if you get off the interstate in Livingston at exit 22, it's, you know, less than a mile-ish away. So it's very easy to get to. And like I said, parking is at Doyle High School in the town of Livingston Town Hall. And we will be shuttling people to the main branch, or if you feel like just walking, like I said, it's going to be that's the one thing with these events. You just kind of freak out if the weather's going to cooperate, but you have to go forward with it. All indications right now, it's going to be a beautiful day. So you know, you might feel like just taking a walk to the, a walk around the corner to the library. So yeah, we want everybody there. We're hoping for our biggest year yet. So, if you have any questions, we do have a book festival webpage, www.mylpl.info/bookfestival. So, or if you go into any branch, they will tell you all the information you need to know. Or you can just follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because that's where we also have information.
Okay. So the other thing that you are here to talk about is, briefly, y'all have a series of community meetings coming up with regard to your ballot item on November 18th. So first tell us a little bit about the ballot item, and then tell us about where these community meetings will be held and what time.
So this is, so every 10 years, we, the library and any government entity that has a tax, every so often they have to go back on the ballot for a renewal. So this year, the library's tax is on the ballot for a renewal. It is a 10-year, 10-mil property tax. This tax was first passed in 1995 and then renewed in 2005 and 2014. So this tax is always, always passed. But this is the library system's, this is the bread and butter. This is what allows a library system to operate. Without this tax, the library cannot operate. It is 90... like in upper 90s, like close to 99% of what the library gets in a year. It's projected to bring it, you know, brings in between $6 and $7 million a year, but that this allows the library to, you know, pay the salaries, benefits of 100 employees. We have 90,000 square feet of library branches. We have a bookmobile. We, you know, over the last 10 years, we had 14 million programs. We have a catalog, you know, physical and electronic database that has more than 5 million items. So, you know, there's a lot that that this money is used for. I mean, it all goes straight to community, and not including the Wi-Fi access that we have at all the branches or in the parking lot, and computers that people can use, tablets, iPads that people can check out, that sort of thing. So, so like I said, this is, without this property tax, the libraries simply can't operate. So this is going to be on the November 18th ballot. So that's when people, that'll be election day for people to vote on it. Early voting is November 3rd through the 11th, and it's moved up that one day because Veterans Day. So that's why it's a, it's different than typically these early voting period is. And
still no voting on Sunday, though.
Correct. Yeah, still no voting on Sunday. Just that first day starts on a Friday instead of a Saturday. And, you know, the early voting, I know y'all ran stories on that always. You know, it's Registrar Voter's Office on Government Boulevard, attached to the Tax Assessor's Office. And then the Denham Springs Walker Library is the other early voting site. So yeah, that, you know, that's the nuts and bolts of it. And we're, you know, we're going to be having a series of community meetings because we want people to ask questions. We want, you know, we as in the library, believe in transparency, and we want people to know where their money is going. So if anyone has questions, like, I mean, you know, and that's a perfect example, Book Fest, because that shows that, that's just an example of where your money's going right there. And just one tidbit that I like to, you know, throw out there is over the last previous 10 years, for the return on investment for just checkout. So that's people checking out, you know, we offer books, ebooks, audiobooks, movies, DVDs, video games, all that stuff. Just in checkouts, people saved $136 million, which is more than double what the tax brings in. So the library is always, you know, we're under new administration. It's everybody, almost, except me, I'm always the alien in the group. I do not live in Livingston Parish. I live right across the A-meet. But 90% of the 100 employees who work for the Livingston Parish Library live in Livingston Parish and are from Livingston Parish. Our main director and assistant director are both, one's a Doyle grad, the other one's a Live Oak grad. They grew up here, live here. So these are people who are in this community. So you know, they share the community values that people have here in Livingston Parish. So we want to let people know exactly where their money's going, and this is the chance to ask any question that you have. So we will have five community meetings. We're gonna have one in each branch, and I'm gonna pull up the schedule so that I can have it exactly down. But so the Albany Springfield meeting will be from 5:30 to 6:30 on Tuesday, October 24th. The Denham Springs Walker meeting will be at 5:30 to 6:30 on Wednesday, October 25th. Then the South Branch meeting will be from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday, November 2nd. The Watson Branch will be on 5:30 to 6:30 on Monday, November 6th. And then the Main Branch will be from 5 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 14th. The reason why all of them are from 5:30 to 6:30, except for the Main Branch, because that meeting will lead into our regular board meeting that night. And the regular board meeting starts at 6 p.m. So, but we wanted to make sure we had a meeting at every branch so that people, and like I said, I know it's a lot to jot down, like, the schedule of those meetings and stuff. So we will be having that on our social media feeds, all that stuff. So, and you know, I've put my, if you want to talk to me about it, my work line is 225-686-4108. My email is dgray@mylpl.info. I'm here to answer any question that anybody might have about anything regarding this or anything with the library in general, but specifically this, because this is an important time for the library. And like I said, this library system has been in operation for 77 years, and we want to keep going for, you know, another 77 years, and it's 10 years at a time. So, so yeah, that's that. But like I said, come to Book Festival, cause we'll all be out there, and we'll, you know, you can see for yourself what the library means to this community.
And again, that starts Saturday, October 21st. If you'll reintroduce yourself, sir, as we head on out.
This is David Gray, formerly the news writer with the Livingston Parish News, now the public information officer for the Livingston Parish Library.
And my name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news. Good to have this gentleman back in the booth. Glad to speak with him today. Please remember the news is on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. We are once a week in print on Thursdays. It's $7 a month to get that in your mailbox. We're also online, www.livingstonparishnews.com. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate this guy for taking the time, and we'll see you next time.